60 million years ago, these fields were in the drink. NGO on sea, you know, it makes you stop and think. The earth did really move then, and without the aid of men, it ran a grand experiment. Now we're doing it again, 'cause we're cooking up the planet, though we won't stand the heat. And the proof is in the pudding, stone right beneath our feet. The planet wasn't pleasant then, the story's in the stones. The oceans turned to acid, killed the fish, dissolved the bones. 100,000 years it took to clear this toxic brew. The climate turns quite nasty when there's too much CO2. And yet we're cooking up the planet, though we won't stand the heat. And the proof is in the pudding, stone right beneath our feet. It took 300 million years to lay down all that oil and coal. We burn it like there's no tomorrow, with no thought for those who follow. If we don't get carbon neutral, put back what we take out. When these rising seas immerse us, our great grandkids will curse us. All the polar caps are melting, polar bears are on the run. NGO could well become an island in the sun. But don't get too excited by this hedonistic whim. We'll have sabotaged the Gulf Stream, so the sea's too cold to swim. Yet we still cooking up this planet, though we won't stand the heat. And the proof is in the pudding, stone right beneath our feet. So take a walk up Ermine Street, where Romans used to tread, and farmers' ploughs were shattered on that rocky pebble bed. These are signs of seismic changes, echoes from the planet's past. The earth in time repairs itself, mankind we might not last. If we keep cooking up the planet, then we won't stand the heat. And the proof is in the pudding, stone right beneath our feet. Yes, the proof is in the pudding, stone right beneath our feet.